Okay, Wednesday 10/1/25. This is part 13 of How Faith Works. We're going to look at calling and separation. All right, Hebrews 11:6 here says, "But without faith it is impossible to please him, for he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him." I want to focus in on the word diligently. It means to search out, investigate, crave, demand, or worship. These were no ordinary people in the Faith Hall of Fame. They had certain characteristics that they were willing to go as far as it took find God. It says that Abraham is looking for a city whose builder and maker was God. That's the type of people in the Faith Hall of Fame. All born again Christians are called by God from their mother's womb. I believe that. God don't make no junk. If you have been ordained from the foundation of the world and called to throw that away and to not even consider it, I don't want to be one of those that stand before God and he says, "Well, I wanted you to do this." And they're going, I didn't know. It's not a light thing. Look at a couple of scriptures in Matthew. Jesus talking here. Matthew 20. Start with verse 1 there. "For the kingdom of heaven is likened to a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers unto his vineyard. When he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace and said unto them, 'Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you.' And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and ninth hour and did likewise. About the 11th hour he went out and found others standing idle and saith unto them, 'Why stand ye here all the day idle?' They say unto him, 'Because no man hath hired us.' He saith unto them, 'Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive.'" So when even was come, the Lord of the vineyard saith unto his steward, "Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first." And when they came, they were hired about the 11th hour. They received every man a penny. And when the first came, they supposed that they should have received more. And they likewise received every man a penny. And when they had received it, they murmured against the goodman of the house, saying, "These have wrought but 1 hour, and thou hast made them equal unto us, which have borne the burden and heat of the day." But he answered one of them and said, "Friend, I do thee no wrong. Dost not thou agree with me for a penny? Take that thine is and go thy way. I will give unto this last even as unto thee. It is not lawful for me to do what I will with my own. Is thine eye evil because I am good? So the last shall be first, and the first last, for many are called, but few are chosen." All are called from their mother's womb to do something for God. But whether or not they decide that they're going to get in with God's plan and they begin to turn in that direction and pursue that direction right here diligently, search out, investigate, crave, demand, worship, will depend on if they move from being called, which means invited or appointed, to chosen, which means selected and favorite. Does God have favorites? Yes, he does. He does. Those that recognize they are called by God to do their part of his plan and by faith pursuing it, these are the ones that are God's favorites. He loves them all. And he wants them all to come. But if they choose not to, they choose not to. Okay, let's go to Matthew 22 here. Verse 1 there. And Jesus answered and spake unto them again by parables and said, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a certain king which made a marriage for his son and sent forth his servants to call them that were bidden to the wedding, and they would not come. Again, he sent forth other servants, saying, tell them which are bidden, behold, I prepared my dinner, my oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Come unto the marriage. And they made light of it and went their ways, one to his farm, another to his merchandise. And the remnant took up his servants and entreated them spitefully and slew them. But when the king heard thereof, he was wroth, and he went forth, set forth his armies and destroyed those murderers and burned up their city. Then saith he to his servants, the wedding is ready, but they which were bidden were not worthy. Go ye therefore into the highways, and as many as ye shall find, bid to the marriage. So those servants went out into the highways and gathered together all as many as they found, both bad and good, and the wedding was furnished with guests. When the king came in to see the guests, he saw there a man which had not on a wedding garment. He saith unto him, friend, how camest thou in hither not having a wedding garment? He was speechless. It reminds me of John 10:10, where the thief comes in another way. He finds the hireling, tries to sneak up another way. Then said the king to the servants, bind him hand and foot, take him away, cast him into outer darkness, where there will be weeping and gnashing of teeth. For many are called, but few are chosen. It isn't you're just called and it just happens. No, it's something you pursue. Okay. Like I said, those that recognize their call of God and do their part of his plan, and that's going to be the walk of faith is what it's going to be. The plan will be a walk of faith. Like the Faith Hall of Famers. Okay, Romans 1:1. Paul makes a statement here. Paul, a servant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated unto the gospel of God. Paul went through what it took. He said that was his life's ambition, is the goal set before him. Separated, set of by boundary, limit, exclude, or appoint. There are two separations here. One, when you agree with God and what he asks of you and you follow him in obedience in his training plan for you. That's the first separation. Second, after that training plan is complete, you're separated for the task you have trained for. If you read about all those in the Faith Hall of Fame, you will see that they all had the call and all were separated to learn obedience. And then they were separated again to begin to do what that call was. And we could read them all. We've read them many times. The biggies like Moses. That's obvious. There's many obvious ones. David, Joseph. This is all by faith. Faith is not easy, for it goes against the natural. To walk by faith is to disregard the natural, whatever that may be. Okay, let's look at Noah a minute. This is 11. Hebrews 11:7. Man, we could be here all day looking at each one, but we're just going to do a few. Says, by faith, Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house. by the which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. Sarah, I'm telling you, this man, I wrote this about him. Noah, some say he preached and built the ark for 120 years. That old coon on the hill out there. What a trial that must have been for him every day to be out there doing what God told him to do and being made fun of. Only he and his family made it out alive. Who's laughing now? I'm sure he said at times, Lord, are you sure you know what you're doing here after 120 years? Lord, have I lost my mind? It took faith for him to do what he did. Faith people are special. And I'm not talking the ones that say they're faith people and aren't. That when something comes, they can't stand. You know, I'm talking the real faith people that stand when it's not fun, it's not convenient. In other words, it just flat sucks. But you just keep on standing. 8-10. By faith, Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for inheritance, obeyed and went out, not knowing whither he went. So he left all of his family, basically, where he grew up, everything he knew, and just started walking. God didn't even tell him where he's going. How many people would do that? By faith, he sojourned in the land of promise as in a strange country. It wasn't his promised land at that time. It's a strange country. Dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which has foundations, whose builder maker is God. There's the city I'm looking for, the one God's in. Apostles and prophets built on foundation. That's what I'm looking for. Hebrews 11:11, through faith also Sarah herself received strength to conceive seed and was delivered of a child when she was past age because she judged him faithful who had promised. Well, she wasn't always that way. But she finally got it and she finally defied human nature. Even at this day and time and all the technology that we have, a woman cannot have a baby at 90 years old. That's about as ridiculous as a transgender woman having a baby. It just ain't going to happen. But by faith, because she believed God, God made it possible by faith. She had the heir of promise. Okay. Hebrews 11. Let's go start with 32 here. And what shall I more say? For the time would fail me to tell of Gideon, and of Barak, and of Samson, and of Jephthah, and David also, and Samuel, and of the prophets, who through faith subdued kingdoms, wrought righteousness, obtained promises, stopped the mouths of lions, quenched the violence of fire, escaped the edge of the sword, out of weakness were made strong, waxed valiant in fight, turn to flight the armies of the aliens. These people defied what was in the natural because they walked by faith and saw things that wouldn't normally be seen. These are special people. It's for us to follow in those footsteps. The Faith Hall of Fame didn't stop right there. These are just Old Testament. I would say all those that started in Acts and forward. I believe it's a continuing hall of fame that the ones that have walked by faith and done it God's way are going to have their name plaque or whatever in that hall of fame just like we. I mean, just like them. Just like them. It's not easy to be pushed beyond human endurance. But for those that are called of God, this is the journey. Just like the Old Testament Hall of Famers, we are also following the Holy Spirit and God's plan, and we too will have our names written in that Faith Hall of Fame. Not easy. Many never get there, and that is sad because God has a detailed call, training, and separation for each person. But He is not. It's not up to anybody else to find that, but that person. This is Romans chapter 12. We all know about the renewing of the mind, but it's for a purpose. Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice. In other words, you give up your life to follow God's plan. Holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. The Lord's saying, it's reasonable. Sometimes you think, Lord, I was saying, Lord, enough is enough. Enough is enough. He says, presenting your bodies as a living sacrifice is acceptable unto Him and your reasonable service. Why should you think differently? That's why very few ever find it. Well, that's just too hard. That's just too hard. And be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. So we know people have to get in God's Word, and they need to find out what God has for them to do. For I say, through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, according as God hath dealt to every man the measure of faith. So we have the faith for this journey. We have the grace for this journey. God has ordained us for this journey. And they're all different. Right here it says, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office, so we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. And he goes on to talk about those seven ministry gifts. But the thing is, God has called every person that's ever been born. God does not make any mistakes. And He's not going to hear any excuses that day when each one of us stands before Him, the judgment seat of Christ or whatever. He is not going to hear excuses. He laid it down in His Word. If a person decides they're not going to do it, now, I will say this. It's kind of like when I first read about that with the talents. Everybody decided to do it for a certain amount, no matter if they worked 1 hour or if they worked the whole day. Some will be in different places. But if they're following His plan and they're in step with His plan when He comes, wherever you are in that plan, I believe you get the reward. You get the penny. Because you're following Him. If He comes before we're through, fine with me. We just don't know. It is sad for me to say that a lot of God's called are looking in the wrong direction to find out what God has for them. They're looking for people with credentials, maybe, to try to hook up with, to try to find what they believe they're supposed to do. And a lot of times it's what they naturally do in the world. They think, that's my talent. When they really have no idea what their talent really is, and they probably won't find out what that talent is until they get into God's plan for them and they begin to see, I know, I never dreamed I would be where I'm at. So I'm sure a lot of people feel that same way. They're looking for some preacher or some seminary or something to give them direction and tell them what they need to go and what they need to do. But is that God's plan? If He says go there, it's God's plan. But if He didn't say go there, then I guess it probably isn't God's plan. And so those that stand before Him and say, well, we prophesied in your name. We did mighty works in your name. And He's going to say, I don't know you. You didn't do it by my way. You come up another way. That's a hireling. Okay. Paul, this is Galatians chapter 1 here. start with 11, Galatians 1:11. But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. It's not after man. God's whole plan from beginning to end is not after man. For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. This wasn't a man-made doctrine that he learned in a Bible school. For you have heard of my conversation in times past in the Jews' religion, how that beyond measure I persecuted the church of God and wasted it. He was opposing God, but he really thought it himself. He was doing God's service because of the traditions of the fathers. And profited in the Jews' religion above many my equals in mine own nation, being more exceeding zealous of the traditions of my fathers. But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace to reveal his son in me that I might preach him among the heathen, immediately I conferred not with flesh and blood. This is a God operation. And this plan is between God and the person that he is training. Neither went I up to Jerusalem to them which were apostles before me, but I went into Arabia and returned again unto Damascus. Then after 3 years I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and abode with him 15 days. But other of the apostles saw I none, save James, the Lord's brother. Now the things which I write unto you, behold, before God I lie not. Afterwards I came into the regions of Syria and Cilicia, and was unknown by face unto the churches of Judea which were in Christ. Yeah, I bet they were saying, let me see your credentials. What you been doing the last 15 years? Yeah, you ain't doing nothing here. But the Lord heard only that he which persecuted us in times past now preaches the faith which once he destroyed, and they glorified God in me. Okay, my thoughts here. Jesus did not look to the establishment to fulfill his call. He followed the Holy Spirit all the way through and accomplished Father's will for him. I'm so glad he did. I'm so glad Paul did also, because we have the epistles because of that. Because they did, now we can also. We have examples to look to. The whole program is by faith. God is a faith God, and he has no other way. John 14:6 says, Jesus said, I am the way. And that's the way of faith. Okay? Told you to be short.